Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It'll be a long flight home today for the New England Patriots and their fans after the team's devastating Super Bowl loss to the New York Giants in Indianapolis last night. In the final seconds, quarterback Tom Brady's Hail Mary pass was knocked to the ground, and the Giants won 21-17. The Pats made some key mistakes that left many players and fans wondering what went wrong and what might have been. From Indianapolis, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
When one of the Super Bowl pre-parties ended about an hour before kickoff, Pats fan Danny Marini of Boston started getting anxious.
I'm so nervous. I just realized in this moment how nervous I am for this game.
Marini was wearing a Wes Welker jersey with her game ticket hanging from a lanyard. She and a couple of friends arrived in Indy on Thursday, hoping to see the Patriots avenge their 2008 Super Bowl loss that ruined the team's perfect season.
Since we've been here, we've been getting it from the Giants, and we're here to take back the revenge.
3, 2, 1, you are now.
Inside Lucas Oil Stadium, Giants fans outnumbered those from New England. When the Patriots ran onto the field, boos drowned out the cheers. And early in the game, New England didn't give fans much to cheer about. On his first play, quarterback Tom Brady managed to score 2 points for the other team. Then the Patriots' defense made a substitution mistake that led to a touchdown, a pass to UMass Amherst alum Victor Cruz, who danced the salsa in the end zone to celebrate. But the Patriots came back to make it a one-point game at halftime, even though New York had held the ball twice as long. That's similar to what happened 4 years ago. But as he walked to the concessions at halftime, Sean Edge from Leominster wasn't getting that same sinking feeling.
No, not at all deja vu. This is a totally different ball game. And the Patriots, always, second half, they come out fire. They got fire burning, man. Fire burning.
And they did. They scored another touchdown straight away, but that was the last one. Brady threw an interception, Wes Welker couldn't make a key grab, and it all came down to a final long bomb throw from Tom Brady in the dying seconds that fell incomplete. After the game, Brady said he'd still rather lose to the Giants again in the Super Bowl than not make it to the big game at all.
You know, you look at our game 4 years ago, it was, you know, a miracle play that they make, and today we had a chance to make one of those and didn't come up with it. So it always comes down to one or two plays in this game, and if you make it, you know, you're celebrating. If you don't, you don't sleep for a week, so.
But some fans said the Patriots blew some opportunities.
A big letdown, big letdown.
Brian Miller from South Attleboro headed sullenly back to his hotel room. He said he was going to give up his season tickets.
We expected a lot better today. We thought we'd win. We had a little revenge match here, and the defense played well. Just couldn't get it done. I mean, you know what? We got to score more points than that. 17 points just doesn't do it.
Other fans were more forgiving and pointed to 5 trips to the Super Bowl in 11 seasons. But now, on the last two of those, the New York Giants have taken home the trophy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Indianapolis.